done anything like this before.
Okay, calm down. Look, I'm not a cop.
Yo. What up? It's your boy Ty X Worldwide. Now check this out. She's confused right now. She's confused about your silence. She's confused as to why you not chasing me. Why you not going above and beyond for me? Why you not showing me that you care? She's confused about that. You see, these women are used to guys begging for them. Just like that dude in the beginning of the TikTok video talking about some, I ain't never done this before. They're used to that. They're used to guys pleading for them. They're used to guys trying to prove themselves. They're used to that. But when you give them that silence and you focus on self-improvement, you say, I don't care. I'm moving on. I'm doing bigger and better things now. I'm going to get different chicks. Oh, they don't know how to handle that. They get confused. That it does something to their brain because they're not used to that. This is why I tell you guys, if she want to leave, let her. If she don't want you, let her go. If she's not trying to rock out with you, then you need to move on. And when you start to do that, she's going to have a puzzled look. She's going to start investigating you. She's going to see what you got going on. She's going to stalk your page. She's going to have a burner account watching everything you do because that's not normal. It's not normal for a dude to say, okay, cool. You moved on? I bet. I don't care. I'm not worried about you. You see, so many dudes mess up by trying to tell women that they messed up. What do I mean by that? They'll say something like, yo, I was a good dude. You don't know what you're missing out on. You're going to regret this. That's what they do. And she's like, yeah, whatever. They so used to that. But see, when you give them that silence, you don't say nothing. You just proceed forth. That's right there confuses them. They don't know how to handle that. Guys, women cannot handle silence. They cannot handle that, man. They can't handle when you just close your mouth and do your business. They don't like that. They can't handle that. Especially if you give them that silence and you with another chick. Hey, man, listen here, bro. They cannot stand that. I'm telling you, bro. Women cannot stand when you give them silence and you have another chick. They like, wait, what? I thought I was the love of his life. I thought I was number one. I thought I was one and only. I thought I had control over his emotions. I thought no matter what I do, he was going to chase me. That's why they get confused. Let you post up with another chick. Let you go on dates having fun, laughing, smiling, having a good time with other women. They is going to lose their mind. She is going to bug out. She's going to go crazy because they don't like that. Listen here, bro. When you post you having fun on social media, they're going to want to break their phone because they cannot stand that. Because they think that you supposed to be in a bad position when they leave you. They think that you're supposed to be mad, sad, depressed. That's what they think. But when you don't do that, you happy, you smiling, you ain't worried about her, you ain't watching nothing she doing, oh, they don't like that. You the enemy. I'm telling you, bro, when you move on, you the enemy. She look at you like, oh, with such disdain. Like, how dare you? How dare you move on? How dare you get another woman? How dare you self-improve? How dare you hit the gym? How dare you get more money? They don't like that. That's why they try to act like they care when they try to come back to your life with that. Hey, how you been? What's up, big head? What you been up to? She know what you been up to, bro. She been watching you. She see you. She's watching. She know what you about. And here's the thing. Even if she don't hit you up, she still know what you got going on. She still know that you moved on. They watch. I keep telling you, bro. Women be watching from the clouds, bro. She know that you moved on. She know you happy. And it's eating her alive. I'm telling you, bro. They can't stand when you move on, bro. They can't stand when you start doing better. They can't stand when your life gets better. They don't like that, bro. See, y'all think just because she not saying that, that means she's not thinking that. No, that's what she's thinking, bro. That's what they always think. This is why I tell you guys, man. Move on. Never try to say anything. Guys, nothing that comes out your mouth is going to make a woman think different. That's what you got to understand. Nothing that you say is going to change her mind. Nothing that you say or do is going to change. All you got to do is give them that silence. That right there speaks. Silence is power. Because here's what happens when you actually self-improve. Because all that's going to run through her mind is like, dang, he's actually better without me. You see, so many women think that your life improved when they with you. So when they leave you and you in the same position or worse, then she got her confirmation. She's like, I'm the reason why he's the way he is. He needs me. But if you self-improve, you give her that silence and start working on yourself, start bettering your life, now she's going to have to look herself in the mirror. Now she's going to say, dang, maybe it was me. Maybe I am the problem. And that's when she starts to self-reflect. You see, women don't self-reflect until you self-improve. They don't self-reflect until you start to do better for your life. That's when they have to say, wait, hold on. Maybe I was holding him back. Maybe it was me. And that's why they get confused. Because now she's like, wait, hold on. Maybe I am the problem. But nah, I ain't gonna admit that. I'ma just contact him and act like we good now. I'ma just contact him, see how he's doing. And the sad part is, instead of her just saying, you know what, I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you're doing good now. I'm proud that you moved on. I'm proud. They ain't gonna do that. They just gonna sit there and watch you with hate. That's all they gonna do. They gonna watch you with this thing. Matter of fact, they gonna try to act like you don't exist. They gonna try to ignore you. They gonna act like they ain't paying you no attention, but they watching. And they cannot stand it because they have so much pride, bro. This is why I tell you guys, man, silence is power, bro. When you able to just focus on yourself, ain't trying to prove nothing. I told you, I don't prove nothing to nobody. I don't prove nothing to no chick. I don't care. Hey, shorty, you leave me good. Every time a chick reject me, leave me, or, you know, ghost me, I'm like, okay, cool. You gonna watch me from the sideline level up. You're going to watch me on the court ball. I'm going to be on the court balling like I'm Kobe. Swish. And guess what? You're going to watch. You're going to watch. You're going to sit there in the nosebleed because I don't even want you near me. I'm going to tell security, hey, get her seat to the nosebleed. Let her. Matter of fact, don't even let her inside the arena. How about that? She's not even worthy to be in the same arena as me. You watch on TV. That's how you got to be, man. You got to get cocky with it. Yes. You know why you should? Because guess what? You had to work on yourself. If you worked on yourself, if you hit the gym, you've been doing what you're supposed to doing, why aren't you feeling good about yourself? Why would you let her try to come back? You should let her sit there and watch you from a distance. Don't let her come close to you. Don't even give her room to try to come back. No. As soon as you try to wiggle her little self back in, nope, you stop it right there. No, you're not coming back. No. I'm telling you, bro, that's how you gotta be, man. I told you, once a chick ghosts me, listen here. That's the best thing that can happen to me. Because like, oh, word? I bet. I'm going to level up. I'm going to keep leveling up. And guys, you keep going. You keep grinding. You keep shining. That's what you do. You ain't got to work hard and be loud, showing them that you're working. Now, you ain't got to do that. Let your success speak. But your mouth needs to be closed. Your mouth don't need to be, you don't need to be saying nothing. You don't need to be trying to prove nothing. You don't need to try to talk nothing up. You ain't got to tell her, yo, look at this. You ain't got to show her the scorecard. After the game, you ain't got to show her how many points you put up. You ain't got to show her that. She going to see it. She going to see the numbers. She going to hear about it. Her friends going to be like, yo, you know, look at him now. He's doing this. She's like, girl, shut up. She going to be mad at her friends. Matter of fact, yo, she going to start beefing with her friends all because her friends reporting back to her about what you doing. Her friends gonna be reporting back to her. She gonna be like, yo, I don't like you no more. Cause why you coming back and telling me this? She thought she gonna get some news saying that you flopped. You're mad, you sad, you depressed, you angry, you looking hurt. That's what she thought. She thought she gonna get that news, but she got the good news. She had a homeboy out there dropping 81 like Kobe. He's out there putting numbers up. She like, wait, hold on. Wait, huh? She thought you got dropped. She thought you went to the G League, but you out there balling. Now she like, nah. She's confused. She's like, wait, hold on. How this second round pick out here playing like LeBron James? How is the, yo, matter of fact, wait, I got that wrong. He wasn't even drafted. He was undrafted and he's out here getting MVPs? Oh, nah. I'm confused. This is crazy. And that's how they get, man. I'm telling you, bro, they get real confused, man. When you give them that silence and you work on yourself. This is why I tell you guys, never feel no type of way when a woman reject you. Never feel no type of way when a woman curve you. Never feel no type of way when a woman break up with you when she move on. Never feel no type of way about any of that stuff, bro. Just keep grinding. Keep working on yourself. Yo, you want to work on yourself so much to the point where she can't ignore you. Even when she try to act like she don't see you, she has to look. It's like she just has to look. That's how you want to be, bro. You want to work that hard. And you ain't got to say nothing. I keep telling you, you ain't got to say nothing, bro. You ain't got to say nothing. Just your presence. Your demeanor. That is going to speak. Your attitude, the way you carry yourself, that is going to speak. And she'll be like, dang, I missed out. I had that lottery ticket, but I didn't value that ticket. I didn't know it the whole time this was a good ticket. I didn't understand that I had treasure in my hand. I didn't understand what I had in my hand. But now guess what? She'll have to value it from a distance. Now she gonna realize it when it's too late. Now she gonna realize it when you elevate. That's when it's gonna click in her head. This is what I say, man. You ain't gotta say nothing, bro. Just elevate, man. Just grow. Guys, even if it's little by little, even if it's just 1% every day, that's good enough. That's more than good enough. Because that adds up. In a whole year, you will do tremendous amount of work on yourself. And she's going to be like, wow. She's going to look at you like, yo, that's him? She's going to look at you like, I never knew he was going to turn out to be like that. I never knew he was going to put these numbers up like this. She's going to sit back and just be like, looking like, wow. Another thing too, guys, she might try to hit on the side too. She might be throwing some little hate like, oh, he ain't even all that. He aight. Try to downplay. They like to do that. They like to downplay what you do. They love to downplay what you're doing. And this is why I tell you guys, be confident. This is why I tell you guys, be overconfident. Because they'll try to downplay you too. They'll try to, you know, throw little undercuts like, oh, he ain't all that. You know, he aight. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, don't let her do that, bro. This is why I tell you guys, you got to be confident in yourself. Give them that silence and continue to work on yourself. Continue to elevate, man. And here's the thing. Don't let them shame you for that. Don't let them say, oh, you're just hurt because I rejected you. You're just hurt because I left you. You're hurt because, you know, I moved on. Hey, it is what it is. You're just hurt because I leveled up without you. That's how you do it. You're just hurt because I'm me now. You're hurt because you just can't get that access to me no more. Because she can see by the new confidence you have, by the way you carry yourself, that she can't have that access to you no more. She know that. She can just look at you and see the new you and see the growth. She's like, oh, no, I don't have no access to this dude. I can't just contact this dude. She know that. She know that she just can't just run up on you no more. She know that. She know them little games she played back in the past. She know that's not going to work no more. She know the way she talked to you before. She can't talk to you like that no more. She know that. She know all the little tricks and all that stuff ain't gonna work no more. She know that. So now she like, dang, I just have to just sit back and hate. That's all she gonna do. She gonna sit back and hate, but she ain't gonna congratulate. Listen here, bro. If you think she gonna come back and say, look at you and I'm so proud of you and all that, you done lost your mind. She ain't doing that. The most she gonna do is says, hey, big head, or just like your pictures. Or like your story. That's the most they're going to do. But they're not going to come back and tell you they're proud of you. So get that out your head. If you think she's going to try to come back and acknowledge you, done lost your mind. So you better acknowledge yourself. But guys, y'all not going to experience any of this until you actually move on. You see, just because you silent doesn't mean you moved on. You could be silent, but you still watch her. You still thinking about her. You worrying about if she going to come back. And she knows that. She can feel it. She can feel that. I'm telling you, bro. She can feel it, bro. She can feel that you still there mentally. This is why I tell you guys, you really have to move on. Not just give them that silence, but move on mentally. You have to really get your mind off her. And when you do that, you're going to feel good. And that's when things are going to change. That's when you're going to start to level up. That's when your life is going to get better. That's when things are going to start working in your favor. I'm telling you, bro. You're going to feel good. And she's going to feel it. Listen here, bro. The second, not the minute, the second you move on is the second she gonna feel it. She gonna feel it right then and there. The instant second you really move on, because they can feel it. The minute you say, you know what? Okay, I'm cool. I'm moving on. For real, for real. I'm not just only silent, but I'm actually moving on for real, for real. I'm done. I understand I'm not getting you back. I'm gonna focus on self-improvement. That's when they feel it. That's when they feel it right then and there. And guys, I'm telling you, bro, when you really start to move on, when you really start to elevate, when you really start to self-improve, you're going to have a whole new attitude. Bottom line, guys, just focus on yourself, continue to elevate, and only deal with the women that want to deal with you. Point blank, period, all right? It's your boy, Ty X Worldwide, man. I hope you got the message in this video. Just like all my videos, there is a message in there. Y'all already know what to do, man. Like, comment, subscribe. Get with y'all another time.